Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We talk baseball this morning, and specifically the Sunshine Baseball League and a number of things going on with that facility in the city. Fred Jarman is here, Dennis Rapkins, Jim Toler, Ben Ogine, and Mike Zitz all here this morning to talk baseball. Mike, this is, you kind of got the gang together again. We had this a similar discussion with almost the same group late in the fall, and we talked baseball again with baseball right on the horizon.
Yeah, Ted. Thanks again for having us back. We really appreciate it. It means a lot to the kids. We had 300 kids in the league and our baseball academy for 5 to 7 year olds last summer, and we're hoping to expand to about 400 this year. But also appreciate it because it takes my mind off the Giants and they got a pretty bad blow going into finishing up spring training, going into the regular season when Madison Bumgarner got hit by a line drive.
Yeah, I know you're. So. I know that's that you're wearing black, and Dennis Rapkins here is wearing black too today, and not just for the because they're part of the Giants' colors.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least Ted's a Tigers fan. At least the Tigers are already in a rebuild. Giants kind of being forced into that mode now.
We will talk baseball before we get out of here. We'll get everybody's picks for this year in baseball. We'll do that. Fred and Dennis, boy, Mike mentioned 300 kids last year. That is exciting stuff. That many kids involved with the Sunshine Baseball League.
Well, it is really exciting, and I'm so grateful that Ms. Doris E. Buffett gave us the opportunity to have a facility like this in Fredericksburg. Yeah. And I think it's crucial and imperative that we keep her dream alive for the kids.
Well, and we talked about this, Dennis, when you were in the fall, of where she provided a lot of upfront funding and has continued to, but you're looking to get the community involved and to see the vision and get more kids involved and the community involved.
Yeah, outreach is just a huge part of what we're doing, and we have a very dynamic board now where fundraising is clearly a priority because, again, it goes, we're a nonprofit organization. It all goes to the kids, volunteers that are very committed.
As far as age limits, to talk a little bit about the league, it's what, July through September?
September, yeah. Correct. Right. It's, and that includes, there's a division for 8, 9, and 10-year-olds, another division for 11 and 12-year-olds. There's very competitive league play, and it culminates in a wonderful playoff series.
And this year we're adding a division for 13 to 15-year-olds. That's where I think a lot of growth is going to take place. There really isn't any other option for these kids in the summer in terms of baseball, aside from travel ball, which is too expensive for a lot of families. And that's one of a big part of the mission that Doris Buffett has for us, is to make this affordable for everybody, to make baseball accessible to everybody. I mean, I feel that what's happened in recent years, it's become so prohibitively expensive that it's kind of resegregated, not just in terms of races, but just income levels. It's become kind of an upper middle class sport, which I think is unacceptable.
And Mike makes a great point about the expansion to the 13 to 15-year-olds, because that is the age group where you see with all sports, but you know, baseball especially locally, we've seen this in the last decade or so. That age group, in terms of participation in sports, really drops off the map. And that's why, again, we're reaching out, trying to make a difference. And again, now with technology, kids are spending more time on their cell phones and so forth. And at some point, they're going to look up and they're going to say that, gee, life has passed me by at a very critical age.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, boy, and I'll tell you what, if the Sunshine Baseball League, the Facebook page that you all have, the pictures there and the pictures of the competition, you can see in the kids' faces, this is really important, and they're having a great time.
And one of the amazing things we really focus on, too, is a safe place for kids. We want to make sure that the environment is safe, especially in these times we live in, where they can get out and have multicultural diversity and a lot of fun.
We're talking to Sunshine Baseball League this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Coming up, we want to focus a little bit on this morning something that's going to be happening next weekend and then also in May. It's called Pitch, Hit, and Run. And then also there is the Junior Home Run Derby. And Jim Toler, this is your kind of your thing. And you've been doing this for a few years now.
Yeah, this is our this will be our sixth year doing Pitch, Hit, and Run, and the last 2 years we've added the Junior Home Run Derby. That's new. These are Major League Baseball sponsored programs, and they're meant to do just what the goals of Sunshine Ballpark are. That is to get more kids of all income levels, of all races, to play baseball and enjoy healthy outdoor activities. So we're really blessed here in the Fredericksburg region to have Sunshine Ballpark to do this. And on April 7th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., boys and girls age 7 to 14 can come out and test their skills in baseball. You pitch to a target, strike zone target. You run from second base to home. You're timed, and you hit off a tee for distance and accuracy. And then you also have the home run derby, where you have a live pitch for distance and home runs for the 12 and under, it's 170 feet. For 14 and under, it's 200 feet. So we had some great hitters last year, and we're expecting more this year.
So this is kind of like the baseball version of punt, pass, and kick.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And an interesting thing is that you can go up through the levels of competition. And in May, Sunshine Ballpark will host the regional pitch, hit, and run. And from there, the winners can go to the team championship at Nationals Park. And then from there, in July, they can participate. The winners at those levels can participate in the All-Star activity. So the kids you see during the home run derby shagging the balls in the outfield are actually pitch, hit, and run and home run derby winners. So,
oh, wow. What a great experience that's got
to
be.
Yeah, I would absolutely love to see some Fredericksburg area kids out there in that outfield this year.
Yeah, no, it's many years as you've been doing this now. You said this is the sixth year you've done this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to get somebody out of this area and up there. So what's going to happen then on April the 7th?
Yeah, on April 7th, that's the first level of the competition.
Okay.
That's the local competition, and we have volunteers from the Presbyterian Church of Fredericksburg and Germana Community College. They're there to man the stations all day long from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. so that people can come. We understand that everybody's busy. The kids have activities, practices, tournaments, games. We're there. You can come anytime between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m., and you can do your skills within probably 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
So you don't have to be there all day. We'll notify the winners, and we'll get together and do an award ceremony, say, a week or so later.
Okay, and then that moves into if you're one of the winners, then you go to May.
Right.
And then you keep moving up.
Keep moving up, yeah.
That's exciting that we have this, they have this right here in the area. And boy, Mike, to be able to use the Sunshine Ballpark for something like this event, it's right in line, I know, with Doris would be happy about.
That's right. Doris donated she made a $1 million matching challenge grant that helped get the ballpark constructed out there. It's really gorgeous. There's a main field, and there's an ability field for kids with disabilities, and we're working on building a full-size field as kids get older so they can stay right there in the neighborhood.
Jim Toler, for Pitch, Hit, and Run, if someone wants, do you need to sign up in advance for that?
You can register online at the Sunshine Ballpark website, sunshineballpark.org. But we take walk-ins.
Okay.
Just come on out. If you've got time that Saturday, April the 7th, just come on out. Bring your 7 to 14-year-old softball or baseball player. Girls can do baseball or softball. So it's a very, very inclusive program.
SunshineBallpark.org. Again, April the 7th, 7 to 14-year-olds, bring them out, and who knows? They could be up at Nats Park for the All-Star game and being able to compete in all of that. Good stuff. We're talking now about the Sunshine Baseball League this morning. Councilman Chuck Fry from the city has just walked in along with Mike Zisk. Ben Ugine is here, Jim Toller, Dennis Rapkins, and Fred German. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
News Talk 1230 WFVA. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Sunshine Baseball League, our focus this morning. We've got we could actually have a board meeting here. I've got the board of the Sunshine Baseball League. So, and we not only have a board meeting, I think we could almost have a baseball team here. So we're gonna decide who's gonna play where. One person we didn't hear from in the first segment, I wanted to touch base real quick, is Ben Ugine. Ben, you've been the announcer, and before you get out of here this morning, I'm gonna have you do some announcing again, but. I've had a great time being the announcer for the Sunshine Baseball League.
Yeah, it's definitely been a fun time. It's been such a great experience. Getting to know the kids too has been one of my favorite parts, when I call out their names and like seeing the smile on their faces when they get a nickname or they just get their name called out as they step up to bat. It's definitely been something I enjoy.
If Councilman Fry were stepping up to the plate right now, how would you introduce him?
Oh, stepping up to the plate. The one and only, the man with the truck, Mr. Chuck Fry.
What an introduction, Councilman Fry.
Can I get this guy to hang out with me sometime? It's like Shaft had his own theme music. You know?
You would be much more effective in city council if before, yeah. When the mayor called on you, if you could have the mayor have Ben call on you.
Yeah, I think we should talk to Mayor Greenlaw about that and see how we can work that out. As a matter of fact, we can just kind of surprise her. I don't know if she's listening right now. We can surprise her and just have Ben come in and do it.
Do that, yeah. No, you would definitely change the way city council works and sounds. You're here because kids are a big thing, have been, since you were elected to city council, just really a big thing.
Right.
And an important thing. I mean, you've done, you've been involved with Sunshine Baseball League. You've been involved with Midnight Madness in the summers over at Walker Grant.
And we made that a council initiative, priority, so on and so forth. That way, that program would stick around for years. But the main thing is, for me as a city councilman and a representative of folks, is, in a sense, a lot of times, you know, the schools are kind of responsible for the kids, in a sense, and that's the way it's kind of perceived. But, you know, we have a local government as well. And, we have a Parks and Rec department that's great. We have a lot going on. And I think that, you know, we should always tap into every resource that we have. So, you know, in the summertime, there was a void. Simple as that. It was a void. So I think it's important to reach out to the kids. And some people say I'm a politician or whatever case, but I say I'm an elected official. So I'll say this. Sometimes you got to reach out to the folks that can't vote. And that's what is missing in a lot of places. That's why even yesterday on CNN, you see Saturday, you see what's going on with the march and gun violence and so on and so forth. And you had teenagers speaking, and everybody's kind of like, wow. Yeah, because folks don't pay attention to those kids, not realizing in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, these are going to be the ones running. These are going to be the ones voting. These are the kids. So these type of programs like this, the Pitch Hit and Run, the Sunshine Baseball League, the Home Run Derby, all of that in a nutshell, it reaches out to these kids. It gives them an outlet. It gives them a platform. And just like with Ben sitting beside me, you don't know what somebody's potential is if you don't tap into it. So it's easy to disregard these kids and say, hey, well, you know, they're fine, or they're just kids. What do they know? Well, what you will know, like myself, they're folks that taught me that live in the city. They taught me. Now I'm their representative. Mm-hmm. I have a say in almost how they live. So it's kind of like if you had seven bad teachers and they taught everybody on council, you might not get your pothole fixed. You know, not saying that's how we operate the city, but
yeah.
But it's like, you know, everything is it's a full circle to me.
Ben, I think we talked about this before, but I mean, you've gained in confidence just with what you've done and in the opportunities that the Sunshine Baseball League has given you.
Yeah, it's one thing that I love is that I got to learn more about baseball. I didn't come from a background where I knew baseball, but as I did this, I got to learn more about baseball and like not only the rules, like just the partnership and the friendship that are made on a baseball field, and also going with the announcing, I got to be more comfortable in saying more than just the kid's name and actually commentating on the game itself, which was so much fun.
Well, in doing this with the announcing, it seems like something you could continue to do as you get older.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows where well it'll take me.
Boy, and go ahead, Frank.
We know.
One day I had gone over to James Monroe to get some Gladys P. Todd students to be announcers and scorekeepers. And there was this young man in the office, and he was doing the announcement. And when he finished, I said, would you like a summer job? And he was so excited. He said, yeah, what do I have to do? I said, what you just did. Just announced like that. And I found out he was a 16-year-old, had already finished James Monroe, and was on his way to Jabana, which he has completed, and now he's at Mary Washington. So there are a lot of human interest stories like the shaping of Ben and watching it and the experience that he got that enriched his life through baseball.
And at Germana, we do have the Gladys P. Todd Academy, which is another Doris Buffett project. She donated $2 million so that students at James Monroe High School and Spotsylvania High School could get their associate degrees without having to pay any tuition or pay for books. What we do is at the ballpark, we hire those students to do announcing and run the scoreboard and keep score and do concessions work so that they can be around their younger peers, and the players there and families there realize that higher education is attainable for them.
Mm-hmm. Boy, Dennis, we always start this show by saying we're going to talk about baseball, and we do talk baseball, but there's so much more than baseball we talk about, so much more about the Sunshine Baseball League.
Right. What, for example, what Mike was just saying for the kids, not the participation of the Germana kids, but for the kids in the league, again, when you look at less than 2% of high school athletes play Division I sports, are on scholarships. And so this is an opportunity to open doors for kids that are playing in the league to see, you know, the presence of Germana is very strong in the league. See, this is a way, this is a path to be able to take, and this is unfolding and right in front of our eyes.
Well, and you see somebody like Ben. I mean, if I'm a kid and I'm looking at what Ben's been able to do and what he's doing, I'm thinking, he's doing that. You know, I might be able to do that someday. Gives you hope.
And to piggyback on Germana's involvement in this, is the kids that these kids right now. So they get to see the brand, the logo, Germana, so on and so forth. And they're going to wonder, what is Germana about? Now, if you have a professor or somebody that's out there part-time coaching or helping out or doing something that some of these, you know, when they start learning about the workforce development programs and so on and so forth, these, we already tapping them into the right things for the future. So, you know, these are going to be your HVAC guys, your electricians, your nurses, you know, all of that are going, they're there right now. And we don't, you know, in 10 years, we're going to see it. Or 15 years, we're going to see it. And it's cool that's why it's important for involvement. And I'm glad that, you know, Germana's kind of in the forefront of participation in this, because a lot of times people come in at the end of something for more or less for accolades to see, hey, how can I stamp my name on that? You know, it's not about that. You can't stamp your name on these kids. You just offer what you have to offer. And that's a huge deal. So when They'll know about FAFSA, you know, before it's over. They'll know about how to apply for college. They'll know about careers, what pays what, and so on and so forth. So you think about what you're really getting out of baseball on a Saturday or twice a week. You're getting a whole lot more than what it sounds like.
It's physical. It's also, as I mentioned, the cell phone thing earlier, it's physical activity. Mm-hmm. I'm a fountain of useless knowledge, but one thing I do know, in 2016, less than 1 in 5 kids age from 6 to 17 were involved in any sort of regular physical activity.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, when you get out, baseball played properly, again, we talked about this last time. If you're just standing in the field watching the game, you're not playing the game properly. So, again, this is just a, to get out there and to, not just from the idea of a distraction to keep kids on a out of trouble, but just in terms of purely physical activity, this is a great thing.
Yeah, no, baseball, besides just the physical, I mean, so much mental, because especially when you're in the field, you got to be thinking about, if I get the ball, you got to be thinking about what base you're going to throw to and all of that.
Well, Ted, you're on a whole different subject there. That's what baseball is, a thinking game.
Yeah.
Basketball and football are great games, but they're reactive games. You're basically you're reacting to a situation. Baseball is, and again, this is the challenge of baseball. So much is involved in the anticipation, the suspense, the deliberation, the idea is you've always got to be thinking ahead of time in the future. What am I going to do when the ball comes to me?
We need to take a break in just a second, but Mike, for someone who's interested in this year with the Sunshine Baseball League, is now the time to sign up, or when does sign up occur?
Registration is taking place right now through June 5th. Season starts July 1st and runs into the first week of September. They can go to the Sunshine Baseball League Facebook page. That may be the easiest way. There is a link there.
Okay.
For more information, they can call 540-846-5163, 540-846-5163. Or they can email sunshinebaseballleague@gmail.com.
Fred German, Dennis Rapkins, Jim Toler, Ben Ogine, Mike Zitz, and City Councilman Chuck Fry here this morning. We're talking Sunshine Baseball League. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Sunshine Baseball League, our focus this morning. We have members of the Sunshine Baseball League board in this morning. And Ben Ogine is here. He's a student, an announcer, and we're going to get with you again, Ben. I want to get some more of your insights here this morning too. First of all, though, Dennis Rapkins here, along with Fred German on the board. Dennis, what's your story of getting involved in baseball? Because I'm assuming this is as passionate as you are about the sport that you've been involved in this area in youth baseball before the Sunshine Baseball League.
Correct, Ted. I've been coaching in the area since the the 1990s through Stafford Baseball League. Was on the board of Stafford Baseball League, have coached in Parks and Rec, and both in the city and in Stafford through the years, long after my sons have went on to other things. Last spring, I was coaching a Parks and Rec team here in the city, and that's how I met Mike. And then we just talked, and of course, kind of a shared vision of helping underserved youth in the area, and that's how I became involved in the board of Sunshine Baseball League.
Fred, how'd you get involved? Because I mean, you've been involved in youth in this area for years too.
Well, I'm a personal friend of Miss Buffett's, and I met a lot of people through that. But you know, in growing up, I look at the opportunities that Fredericksburg has been able to provide young people, and one of the things I see in this community, our greatest asset and commodity is our children. So any way I can be positive in that. An example, we had the daughter of Jackie Robinson, Sharon Robinson, come and talk with the kids. And I was sharing that positive experience with them too, listening to her talk and thinking about where Jackie came from. Also, when the park first opened, Doris Buffett had brought the Negro colored baseball players. And Peanut Johnson was one who was there, and I was very intrigued by her, and to see girls, because we have girls playing too. I was sharing at the break that my niece was so excited when she found out a girl was one of the best players at Sunshine Baseball Park.
Huh. Interesting. Mike, you've had an interest in baseball. No one had to twist your arm, I guess, to get you involved in doing something like this.
Well, I played in the City Rec League a little bit after the Civil War, actually. Actually, about 40 years ago. So, I coached the Fredericksburg semi-pro team, the Fredericksburg Giants, later on Meadows Farms, Safford Dodge. And we had a couple hundred really great players come through, college players. Some guys went on to play pro ball. One made it to the major leagues. I've been involved for a long time, and I have a son who plays, and that's really important to me, obviously. Fred and I have both known Doris. I've known her for 30, Doris Buffett, I've known her for 30 years, and she put up $1 million matching grant to help build Sunshine Ballpark, which is incredibly beautiful. It just lifts your spirits up when you go out there. Once that happened, there still wasn't really ball being played around in the summertime. And I went to her and I went to Bill and Patty Lynch and Ron Holmes with the Sunshine Baseball Foundation, who run the park, and pitched this idea of this summer league. It's free for kids who have from families with financial need. We give them scholarships. It's very affordable for others. And it's one of the things that I talked about with them and with Doris is today, if you really want to play baseball and you're really dedicated to it, you kind of have to be a travel player. And that's not affordable for a lot of people. It costs thousands of dollars a summer. So we want to make it so that every kid who wants to play can play, and give them mentoring and teach them about teamwork and help build their self-esteem and their self-confidence. And we do things like have announcing with Ben. They just light up when Ben announces their name when they come up to the plate. And we have an electronic scoreboard. We have concessions. It's a first-class experience, and it's affordable. And it's free if you need it to be free.
Sunshine Baseball League on Facebook will give you all the information on signing up. And you said that sign-up is going up until early June.
It's from now through June 5th, and the season starts July 1st and runs into the first week of September.
And games are, what, a couple times a week?
Yeah, most teams play twice a week. There's a game on a weekend and one game in the evening during the week.
Okay. Jim, what's your thought? I've known you for a while. It was kind of like I've known you and Mike for a long time and never knew the interest that you all had, the passionate interest in baseball.
Well, you know, as Mike had mentioned, you know, that the need to make baseball accessible to the community, and that was part of the what got me interested in it. And we, I coached my boys, and I was a scorekeeper for years and raked a lot of fields over the years. And the beautiful thing about Sunshine Ballpark is you don't need a rake out there. And you can play out there, you know, minutes after the rains are over. So it's a rain or shine kind of park. You don't have to, you don't want to be out there in a lightning storm, but beyond that, you can get back on the field within 15, 20 minutes of a rainstorm. So, it is a passion to see kids learn and learn teamwork. And I think that's largely what my interest is in that. And pitch, hit, and run and junior home run derby are free events. So you don't need equipment. Come on out.
Yeah, no, we'll give you information on when that's, because that's coming up next weekend, the first phase of that, and we'll talk about that before we get out of here. One of the things, any of you can jump in on this, that we're really lucky around here. Most places have especially with a major league team, you've got one team. I mean, here you've got access to the Orioles and Nationals, and plus the Squirrels down in Richmond. We've got a lot of opportunities that a lot of people don't have, because Baltimore's not that far away. And for so many years, that was our only access to Major League Baseball.
Baseball at its heart is basically as you said, Ted, a regional home-based situation. For example, the NFL, because they play once a week on weekends, it's more of a national thing, and it's frankly tied into gambling too and so forth. That's mm-hmm. part of a high level of interest there. But baseball, in terms of the top areas in the country, Cincinnati, St. Louis, Boston, these people are just extremely rabid. And of course now the fan base for the Nationals is growing rapidly, and as you said, we're very fortunate.
Ben, were you ever interested in baseball before you got involved with announcing with the Sunshine Baseball League?
Believe it or not, actually no. I was more of a basketball player, and I ran track in high school, and just doing the announcing gave me such a new perspective on baseball. It's just being there and feeling the experience, just the suspense, as Dennis said earlier, is really amazing, because you really never know what's going to happen. You're on your heels every time, every play, every inning. You're just wondering what is going to happen, what's next.
That's the dynamic, again, I sound like a broken record, but the dynamic of baseball where there's no clock, it's not over to the last out. I say there's no clock, now they're starting talking about a pitch clock and everything, but that's a different story.
Yeah.
There are no foul shots, no penalties. It's a one-on-one, it features one-on-one confrontation between the pitcher and the batter, all wrapped within a team concept. It's very unique.
Mike, you mentioned wanting to get that this is, and always want to make the point that the league is for girls too. This isn't just a boys' sport.
Yes, it is. As Fred mentioned earlier, one of our best players in the league is her name is Mylia Knight. She's a 13-year-old girl, and she can hit the ball over the fence. She has a lot of power, and we have had some girls in the league. We want to have more. When I coached the Fredericksburg Giants semi-pro team, we had the first woman player in the country, Julie Croteau. She went on to be in the movie A League of Their Own. She went on to play for the Colorado Silver Bullets women's professional team. She also played with men's professional players in the Hawaiian Winter League, and she was the first woman to play college baseball. And Julie now works for Stanford Medical School. But she's agreed to come back and talk to the kids, and it's going to be open to the public this summer. We haven't set a date yet, but it'll be out at Sunshine Ballpark. Major League Baseball hired her to go around and seed baseball in places like Russia and China, and that led to Russia and China having teams in the World Baseball Congress tournament.
That would be exciting. Fred mentioned about when Jackie Robinson's daughter was here, and you made it, you set it up where I did a short interview with her. I mean, that was a thrill of my life.
Yeah, Germana. We need to thank Germana for that. Germana paid to fly Sharon Robinson in, and she talked to kids from the league and kids from the neighborhood and people from all over the Fredericksburg area, and it's really inspirational.
No, that kind of thing, you just can't the impact of this league as years go on, and you can see it just with Ben, who I guess Ben, you didn't play, but you've been an announcer it's had an impact on you.
Yeah, for sure. It's one of the things I love about the Sunshine Baseball League, and it's something that we can't say enough, and it's for the next generation. It's something that that reaches out to the kids, and it's just the generation that's going to take over next. We're doing this for them, and I'm part of that generation, which it affects me too. And I see, I can be an influence on some of these kids, which just makes it so much more valuable and so much more meaningful.
To be able to continue to grow this, and I guess you do need the community to get involved and some other business partners or individuals to step forward and to see this vision and to help it along.
As I said, Doris Buffett built the ballpark with help from the Sunshine Baseball Foundation, and she funded the league fully the first couple of years. She's just turned 90, and she's kind of winding down her philanthropic work. The Sunshine Lady Foundation is still involved. They're still giving us some help, but Doris's method is to get the ball rolling, no pun intended, start things up, and then have the community jump in and keep it going. And we really hope that the community gets behind this and keeps her dream alive as far as this is concerned with the kids.
And if someone's interested, I guess just go to the Facebook page. And,
Sunshine Baseball League Facebook page.
And contact one of you guys.
Call 540-846-5163 or email sunshinebaseballleague@gmail.com.
540-846-5163. Mike Zitz here, Ben Ogine, Jim Toler, Dennis Rapkins, and Fred German. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Sunshine Baseball League, our focus this morning. Again, registration for the league is underway until the early part of June. Go to Sunshine Baseball League on the Facebook page to find out more about signing up your kids. And Mike Zitz here, the season runs from July 1st to the end of August, so this is the time to think about it.
That's right. Yeah, we do have a pretty long registration period, and as I said earlier, the fee is we're doing this to make it affordable for everybody. The fee is reasonable. It's but if families need help, we have scholarships, so it'll be free for those kids.
There is a Chili's, and this is going to be on April the 7th next week, a fundraiser.
Yeah, we want to thank Billy Libby. He has agreed to donate 20% of proceeds at the Chili's out at Spotsylvania Town Center near the mall there, and the one at South Point. You have to. If you go to our, there's more information on our Sunshine Baseball League Facebook page, but they ask that you either bring a flyer or mention the Sunshine Baseball League so that the kids get part of the money.
Okay, and that'll be on April the 7th at Chili's.
And we also want to thank Sedona Tap House because the whole month of February they donated proceeds from their stakeout Monday nights.
Coming up is Pitch, Hit, and Run, and Jim Toler, April the 7th is when that occurs.
Yes, that's a free regional event from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on April the 7th. So mark your calendar. You know, I know the schools, public schools, are on spring break that week, but mm-hmm. this is a great way to end your spring break. Come on out to the ballpark. You don't need to pre-register. You can come out that day, and it's for boys and girls. Age 7 to 14, and you don't need equipment. It's free, and you can experience Sunshine Ballpark if you haven't been there. Beautiful turf fields, and it's just a good all-around event with Pitch, Hit, and Run and the Junior Home Run Derby. The winners have a chance to qualify to move up to the regional Pitch, Hit, and Run, which will be at Sunshine Ballpark in May. And you can move on up to compete at Nats Park in June and have the opportunity from there to get to participate in the All-Star Week activities doing Pitch, Hit, and Run and Junior Home Run Derby up there. And we'd love to have the Fredericksburg area represented at Nats Park in July for the Major League Baseball.
All-Star
break.
Wouldn't that be something to have that happen and know that it started in April right here? In Fredericksburg. Sunshineballpark.org if you want to sign up. But you said if you don't do that, if you just show up, you can walk up too.
Yeah, and I believe it's on the Facebook page of the league too, right, Mike?
You can go to sign up for the Sunshine Baseball League. Please go to the Sunshine Baseball League Facebook page. There's also information there about Pitch, Hit, and Run and the Junior Home Run Derby, both of which are sponsored by Major League Baseball.
Ben, are you going to be the announcer for the Junior Home Run Derby?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, I am.
We're nods their heads. Yeah.
Back. Got it. Back.
And it's gone.
Have you perfected that? Wait, who's your give me a couple, because last time you did this, you gave us a couple of your favorite some of the kids, the announcing for some of the kids. Who are a couple of your favorites?
We can go with Malia because we were talking about her. She has a, let me warn you, her nickname is Madam Crusher because she can hit the ball. So as she would step up to the plate, it will go a little bit like this. And now, stepping up to the plate, number 13, you know her as Madam Crusher, Malia Knight.
Wow. You need to be up at Nationals Park doing that. If you were to say you were going to do, Mike and Dennis, how would you announce them coming up to the plate?
Okay. Stepping up to the plate, number one, the man with the plan, Mike Zitz.
You might as well just go through the whole game. Do everybody here.
Okay. Problem there is I need a pinch runner just to get first base.
All right.
Do the whole group here.
Okay. Dennis. Here we go. Stepping up to the plate now. Number 14. Sorry, what's your last name?
Rapkins.
Here we go. Stepping up to the plate. Number 14, Dennis Rapkins. Oh,
that is nice.
That's a better name for that.
Yeah. How about Fred?
Oh, yeah. Here we go. This is a good one. Stepping up to the plate now. The one and only, the man who knows it all, the man with the wisdom, the man with the plan, number one, Fred German.
Look at that. And how about Jim? How about Jim Toler here?
Jim Toler. And now, he has 4 home runs in this last season, hoping to continue that streak, the one and only Jim Tolan.
Nice. Dennis, this Sunshine Baseball League, we talk about, you know, we've talked about baseball and all. I mean, baseball's fun. And just like you say, this gets kids out. It gets you get to know kids maybe in your neighborhood, in your school. Can change a lot of things.
Right. Again, I just can't say enough for in terms of a summer activity. I mean, even I hate to say, we even have, if it gets hot in the summer, the summer days, we even have fans in the dugout, as in, you know, keeping everything, you know, cool and everything. We really work hard at getting coaches out there, especially this year. We're going to work hard at getting coaches out there that, you know, teach the game in a way. And again, it's about two things. I mean, first and foremost is the mentoring function of the league, and that's our top priority. But really learning the game. Baseball is a game where it takes, for example, I don't want to say anything against soccer. I've got one of my kids who's a big soccer player, but basically you say, kick the ball in the goal. In baseball, and trying to explain baseball, it's like trying to explain stock market derivatives in terms of, it's a very technical game. There's a lot to learn.
Sunshine Baseball Thanks League on Facebook. Facebook, Talk thank you guys. News Talk, play ball.
1230 WFBA.
Thanks, Ted.
The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFBA.